Hello, Gallatin Valley. You're listening to Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Nurse Nancy. Today, we're talking about Rainbows Over the Rockies, an annual LGBTQIA+ summit that happened for the first time in 2020 via Zoom due to the pandemic, and that is slated to happen again in 2021. And for those of you who may not know, L stands for lesbian, G is for gay, B is for bisexual, T is for transgender, Q is for queer or questioning, I is for intersex, and A is for allies, who are very important. So throughout the show, we'll be featuring the words of LGBTQIA+ individuals who participated in last year's summit and whose full interviews can be found by Googling Rainbows Over the Rockies, and we'll put a link to that on the KGVM website. We'll also be seeking ideas for the 2021 summit topics and speakers, and those can be submitted to Paul LaChapelle at paul.lachapelle@montana.edu, and we'll put a link to Paul on the KGVM website as well. Our guests today are Paul LaChapelle and Deb Albin, who organized the Rainbows Over the Rockies Summit. Paul is a professor in the Department of Political Science at Montana State University, Bozeman. His teaching and research spans many disciplines, including community climate change resiliency and social justice topics. His publications include the edited book, Addressing Climate Change at the Community Level, as well as journal articles on energy impacts in communities, democratic practice, and local governance. He earned a PhD at the University of Montana's College of Forestry and Conservation with a focus on natural resource policy and governance, and serves as a member of the board of directors and is recent past president of the International Association for Community Development. And Deb Albin is the founder and owner of the Bozeman-based organization Look Up. Look Up is a full-service organization specializing in conference and program planning and implementation and trainings in diversity and inclusion, self-care, and caregiving support and education topics. Deb earned a Bachelor of Science in Sociology and a Master of Science in Public Relations, both from Montana State University. After spending 20 years at MSU planning and implementing educational programs, she started her own business. Welcome, both of you.
Great to be with you.
It's wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to start, you have very varied and extensive backgrounds. I'd like to start by asking, what brought you to this work? And Paul, could you begin?
Well, sure. I've been a professor now at Montana State University, Bozeman, for 14 years. And when I first started, my focus has been community development. And I started my career kind of focusing on local government, kind of trainings and working with municipalities and counties on kind of governance 101. I came to realize the need to address social justice issues around the state, that there were just a handful of organizations and individuals that were doing this. And I felt as the land grant university in our state, that it really was our task, our fiduciary as faculty to address social justice issues, particularly for underserved populations. My responsibilities were through the MSU Extension Service, and so I really had statewide responsibilities to work in communities across the state, and I saw the need to address. Well, as you mentioned in the introduction, climate change issues, because I felt that these weren't being addressed adequately through outreach at the university, but also addressing LGBTQ plus issues across the state, particularly for our youth. And I think many of us are familiar with the high suicide rates. Deb and I had been talking for some time about just how alarming some of the statistics were. We know from some of the work with the Trevor Project, they actually just came out with another national survey. This is their youth mental health survey for 2020. And we were just so alarmed with some of the statistics that we heard. For example, 40% of LGBTQ respondents, youth respondents, had seriously considered attempting suicide in the past 12 months, with more than half of transgender and non-binary youth having seriously considered suicide. You can read more about the survey results on the Trevor Project's website. But you know, these data were enough for us to start to talk about what can we do to address this as faculty, as educators with Montana State University. And so that really led us to exploring and then initiating and implementing the Rainbows Over the Rockies summit that we did, our first annual summit back in the end of April and early May of this year, of 2020.
That's awesome. And I'd like to say that my understanding is that both of you identify as allies, and we need allies. That's great. Deb, what about you? What brought you to this work?
Well, I think I can say that it started back in 08 is the year that I joined Extension. I had spent about 8.5 years in another department at MSU and then made the move to Extension and worked in the Family and Human Development program through Extension there, and fell into the work of managing the Grandparent-Driven Grandchildren Project. And that was where I really found my love of finding people that really were isolated and needed resources and needed support, and knowing that through Extension I could do that for them. I could give them materials and resources and all of the things that come with being an educator with Montana State University Extension. And I did that for over 8 years and loved every minute of it, and just really, really loved that work. And when I finally decided to move on, just after being burnt out a little bit and wanting to move on to a different topic, luckily Paul and I had stayed in touch, and we had talked several times about this LGBTQ work that we were both really starting to realize was important on a state level. And he coaxed me into coming over and working for community development. And as an office of two people, we decided to go ahead and really dive into to looking at youth and seniors and people in rural communities that identified anywhere on the LGBTQ spectrum, and really trying to put together some resources and some support. And that's kind of where this whole thing grew out of. As far as the summit, we had spent about a year before the summit putting other resources together. We put together an amazing, if I do say so myself, a website of just resources that anybody can access that are not only local and statewide, but international and national as well. And we were able to put together a safe zone training for several of the people here in Bozeman and around the state of Montana, and got 9 more people in Montana trained to offer safe zone trainings. And so we, you know, we started doing that kind of work. And then all of a sudden, a light bulb went off and we were like, hey, let's do a conference. Let's do a summit. Let's bring people to MSU and to Bozeman and have all these great presenters and activities. And then, of course, COVID hit and it went virtual. And that's really how everything started.
Yeah, but you know, while I get how wonderful it would have been to have had hundreds of people come to Bozeman and be together, I kind of feel like there's a silver lining in the cloud that you had to do it virtually, because what that ended up meaning was you did really good recordings of Zoom meetings and very interactive Zoom meetings. And, you know, sometimes you know, there will be a conference and somebody will have a video camera there, but the video isn't always great and the sound isn't great. But this you really produced online, which means that all the presentations that were done are available to us. And I have been working my way through them, and I'm going to ask you about more of them later. And I want to remind people that they can see them as well by Googling Rainbows Over the Rockies. Do you want to talk at all about what kind of reception you got as you put forth this idea at MSU?
Well, I can start. I also want to say this is the first time, as far as I think either of us knew, that Montana State University Extension had ever broached this topic of LGBTQ. We didn't know of any other faculty or staff or administrators who had initiated educational opportunities, developed resources, provided content online. And so we, again, we felt that this was an unmet need. We saw that other states had been doing this, particularly their 4-H programs had been reaching out to their youth in various states. But Montana just was not able to step up for various reasons. And I had talked to some faculty who said, frankly, in a conservative state like Montana, they felt vulnerable. Even tenured faculty at Montana State University were reluctant to offer this programming in this area. So I think teaming up with Deb gave us an opportunity to kind of pool our resources, our interests, our contacts, and initiate, as Deb said, the website, the resources, the safe zone trainings, and then eventually the summit. Getting back to your point about the online opportunity, and we kind of felt like we were served lemons, so we made lemonade.
Yeah,
and
we
tried to make the best of it. And what we had started, the intent was that it was going to be kind of a local or state effort. It turned into a regional and then a national event with over almost 400 registrants over the course of the 3 days that we had the content, our speakers. We had 34 summit partners, most of which were providing financial resources. We raised about $14,000. Some of that was provided to our speakers, but we also provided leadership awards for various youth projects all across the country that we'll talk about in just a little bit. But we were just so impressed with the receptivity from our partners on campus. We had 18 different entities on campus, from the various colleges to the Office of the Dean of Students, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion. There's an OSTEM chapter on campus that's out in science, technology, engineering, and math. The MSU Queer Straight Alliance, the MSU Black Student Union, as well as an additional 16 organizations across the state and beyond. Huge financial support from the Western Rural Development Center based at Utah State University that felt that it was important to get this this information out and connect with our colleagues, our former colleagues in Extension. Deb and I are no longer with Extension now, but they felt that it was important to get this message out across the Western United States. And of course, we marketed this nationally with lots of great reception and positive emails and obviously lots of people participating in the sessions.
Well, it does sound like it was a wonderful success. I would like to ask you all. I have looked at a few of the interviews, and I intend to look at all of them. There are some that have really struck me already, and I know that you all have some that you remember super well also. I'd like to talk about a few of these. Let's start with the panel of parents. I think it was called What Keeps You Up at Night.
That grew out of it took a while to get those people together. And when we did, we were so thrilled. We were able to get a lot of local parents. I believe there are 5 parents on that panel, along with a moderator. And they were so generous and so lovely with their stories, talking about their different just journeys. And the great thing about it is there was this really wonderful range of stories. We had a mother who has a teenage son who came out to her as gay. We had some parents who have younger children who have come out as trans. And so it was just this this great range of experiences. And I just can't say enough about the generosity of the parents, because one of the things that we went to these people and we said, we would love it if you would talk a little bit about your experiences. And they said, of course we will. But they wanted a great deal of the presentation to be just people asking them questions. They wanted to give people their knowledge and their experiences. And that, I thought, was just a really lovely way to do it, to not just talk about what they experienced, but to be able to give that experience back to the people who were on the presentation.
Yeah, I was so impressed by how interactive things were. This is Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman. Our guests today are Deb Albin and Paul LaChapelle, and we're talking about Rainbows Over the Rockies. Let's listen as a few of the parents introduce themselves.
The virtual rainbow brings together LGBTQ+ youth and their families, community leaders, professionals, and healthcare providers to learn and celebrate diversity and inclusion. Thank you for joining, everyone, and welcome.
Okay, welcome back. Happy to introduce our next panel. Our facilitator of our panel is Dr. Katie Lowe. She is a pediatrician in Bozeman with expertise in LGBTQ issues in youth. She's worked as a pediatrician in both the hospital and clinic setting. She also teaches for the medical school through the WAMI program here at MSU in Bozeman. She's done extra training in LGBTQ issues throughout the country over the past 5 years. She's currently serving on the executive committee of the LGBTQ section of the American Academy of Pediatrics, helping to write national policy statements to support advocacy throughout the country for LGBTQ youth. Katie, thank you so much for being here and for putting together this panel. And to our panelists, of course, thank you. I'll let you take it away.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. So thanks for that intro. Again, my name is Katie. My pronouns are she and her. And I am excited to facilitate this panel with fellow parents of youth who identify as LGBTQ+. So I will just let all of our panelists introduce themselves so that you all can share as much or as little as you would like. And maybe just for ease of technology, I'll just call on you one at a time. So Laura, do you want to start by just sharing maybe for a minute or so why you're on this panel, specifically as a parent, and if you're comfortable sharing your child's identity and any brief thoughts you have on that?
Sure. I'm Laura Pringeville. I am the mother of two sons. My oldest is, he'll be 24 on Tuesday, Seamus. He identifies as gay, came out when he was a junior in high school. And then I have a younger son who is 20 and he's here in Bozeman.
Thanks, Laura. We will move down to Pete.
Hey, everybody. My name is Pete. And Pete Strom, and I am, I guess my first role is as a father of a son and a daughter, and I'm not sure how what different roles you introduce, but that's primarily the role I'm here to speak about.
Pete, are you comfortable sharing about the identity of your kids relating to LGBTQ?
Sure. So, yes, I have a daughter who's transitioned recently. So we're in the midst of working with that.
And maybe so the attendees know roughly her age right now?
Oh, sure. She's 14. And okay. Yeah. We're working with all the issues that come at that age.
Thanks, Pete. Moving on, Cassia. I'm sorry that the video isn't working for you, but if you want to share about your introduction.
Yeah, I am the parent of a nearly 11-year-old trans son who we knew was gender variant, gender colorful, whatever term you want to use, at around 2-3 years of age. So it's been we've had a little time to get settled in it, but it's a big thing for parents for sure.
Another very interactive video that I saw and was really impressed by was the one about Empower Montana. Could one of you speak about that a little bit? I found it really moving.
First of all, Empower Montana was one of the first organizations to jump on board with us. We made one call to Heidi, who is the executive director over there, and she was just like, whatever you need, whatever we can do, presentations, they did it all for us. They were so incredibly generous with their time and expertise. And one of the things that we decided early on when we decided to do this summit was we would focus it a little bit more on youth. And that just grew out of what Paul was talking about earlier, about how we really wanted to focus on some of the things that were really troubling the LGBTQ youth of Montana, which was, you know, homelessness and suicide and addiction issues. And so one of the things that Empower Montana came to us and said they would like to do is they just wanted to go ahead and put a panel of young people together.
Let's hear facilitator Spencer Check ask a question of three young panelists. Jonathan Dominguez, Samara Tim, and Harper Kushner.
So question number one is, how would you describe your experience as an LGBTQ plus identifying person living in Montana?
I can go. For me, I think it was kind of tough, just because the only place that seemed like somewhat welcoming for LGBTQ folk was Missoula, which that's where I lived. But the rest of them were kind of not welcoming. And then I also had a friend that told me which cities to stop to get gas because they were the most safe for someone who is a person of color as well, since it is a very visual thing. So it was kind of like interesting to be there. I don't think I would have been in a good place for a while if I didn't have Empower, because I felt like that was one of the places that I felt welcome as an LGBTQ person. But there was a lot of places where I didn't feel like it was that progressive as I was told it was. It was kind of tough being there for 3 years, and especially like the first year, because I moved there with no one except one friend, but then also I was not going to expect one friend to be there all the time. I had to be independent sometimes, or she was going to be busy too, so I didn't want to take part of her life just to be my support. So it was kind of tough.
Thank you, Johnny. Anyone else want to touch on that question?
I can go. I would say my experience has been half average, because I mean, I had a mostly accepting family for my sexuality. It was more like the school environment that got kind of weird, like, because I went to a relatively small school when I first came out. Some people got pretty weird about it and also had no idea what it is. So some parts of it felt kind of unsafe, just kind of existing in that school environment, but then also having the accepting home environment. So it was kind of like a half average, half sadly not average, having an accepting family in Montana.
Thank you, Samara.
I also will chime in on this. I'm actually really surprised that my experience has been better considering it's Montana. Like, I had more challenges in Washington than I have had in Montana. When I came out, I was a freshman in high school, and I was honestly just really pleased and blessed with this opportunity to have this support from Empower. I think that it has helped shape my experiences for the better, and kind of handle the conflict resolution when needed, or when, you know, I'm feeling, you know, triggered or too much, like there's too much happening. I feel like I've learned some like really amazing skills. And so I think that definitely shapes like my personal experience, because I've been with Empower longer than I was out. So I feel like that has helped shape my experience for sure.
This is Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman. Our guests today are Deb Albin and Paul LaChapelle. Join us in the next half hour as we continue talking about rainbows over the Rockies.